seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
Welcome to season two of I Totally Paused, where we are deep diving into your favorite heartthrobs and it girls of the 90s and the early 2000s. I'm Jess.
I'm Siobhan.
And today we are talking about who it turns out is one of Hollywood's most reluctant heartthrobs, JTT.
That's actually really good. I think that's the episode title.
And today we are talking about Jonathan Taylor Thomas, because you can't talk about 90s heartthrobs and not talk about JTT.
He was, I would say, that was of my early years, the early mid-90s, that was my guy. I love Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, you were a girl in the 90s, so of course you did. I feel like he was the one boy that, like, whoever your boy band was, like, whatever, like, all that stuff, we could all agree on JTT.
Yeah, and now, like, when I was going back on YouTube, they have some of his interviews from, like, heyday. I remember seeing some of these, I feel like, too, especially, like, the Conan O'Brien ones. He was so freaking charming, so well-spoken. You could tell he was a very smart kid. What did they call him?
The Smart Throb.
The Smart Throb. That's another good title.
Oh my God. Yeah, I loved it. Okay. I was just going to say, I think it's like kind of commonly known that that's kind of why he left Hollywood. He wanted to go to college. He ended up going to Columbia. And he just was more into being like a smarty pants than into being a teen heartthrob.
Yeah, he went to Harvard first from 2000 to 2002. Then he studied at St. Andrews in Scotland for his third year.
And apparently at St. Andrews, they said that he was giving Prince William a run for his money as like the biggest heartthrob at school.
Oh, wait. William was there at the same time?
They were there at the same time. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh my God. And we just did our William episode. What a great connect. Mm-hmm. And then I think he did his grad studies at Columbia, because then it says
he did
in like 2010.
Yep, and he graduated under his real name, which is it's not Jonathan Taylor Thomas. It's Jonathan Weiss, I think.
Thomas is his brother's middle name.
Yes, I learned that today. Jonathan Weiss. Nod. He graduated as Jonathan Weiss. So by that time, he was really, you know, trying to get rid of the JTT image. But should we take it back? Should we take it back to the beginning of the JTT years?
We can take it back to Bethlehem, PA in September 8th, 1981, when he was born.
Not too far from us. You know what's weird? For some reason, when I saw his birthday, I was like, yeah, of course he's older than us. That makes sense looking back. But for I guess because we don't really see him as an adult, in my mind, I imagine that he was younger than us. Because I only picture him like young.
Oh, really? That's so surprising, because I always just, maybe because I knew he was older, so like I just thought of him as being older. That's funny. You thought he was younger than us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's why I always like had that in my head. He started doing like some modeling and some commercials, but the article that I read on Vice.com said that it was clear to everyone that he was a septuagenarian trapped in the body of a photogenic child star.
Wow. Yeah.
So even from the time that he was like just doing commercials and before he really hit it big, he was like not really into doing like a lot of usual kid stuff. Apparently he was a self-described catch and release fly fishing nut.
Who would have thunk it?
Vice says he was small for his age and talked like a cool but world-weary philosopher, patiently waiting for everyone to get on his level.
This was like the kid that when like Dawson's Creek was written, people were like, who talks like this?
Yeah.
A kid that
Jonathan Taylor Thomas talked like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he had exactly. A really good vocabulary. You could tell. And he just like, in these episodes or the interviews I saw where he's 16, 15 years old, he just seems so like wise beyond his years. Like he just seems like an old man in like a young guy's yes. body.
And like world weary. Like that really is the way to put it. Like he was so fed up with Hollywood when he was like way too young to be that fed up with Hollywood. So his first big role was in 1989. He played Greg Brady's son on a Brady Bunch spinoff series, which I was today years old when I learned that.
You never heard of the Brady's?
No.
Do you know? So the Brady's, it wasn't like a family sitcom. It was a drama. They tried to reimagine the Brady Bunch, like the kids, as part of like almost like a, I wouldn't call it soapy, but they joked about it when they were older, the kids being like, yeah, Marsha would be an alcoholic, but it would be like solved in the day.
Like, I don't love that.
I think it was like, it was not even on for a whole season, I'm pretty sure. I think what had happened was that they had done a TV movie where maybe somebody got married and it got huge ratings. And so they're like, oh, well, huge ratings. Let's see if we could bring this back and recreate it. And they kind of went a more adult route for that type of spinoff, and it just did not work. It's just weird. But it gave us the beginning of Jonathan Taylor Thomas's career, so it was not for nothing.
No, it was not. It was not for nothing. He did 3 episodes of In Living Color.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
And then in 1991, he was cast as Randy Taylor on Home Improvement, and the rest, as they say, was history.
Yeah, did you read what Home Improvement's original title was supposed to be?
No, it wasn't.
Hammer Time. But they thought, like, because it was a family show and dealing with, like, family issues, like, a Home Improvement was, like, a more, like, appropriate, like, name.
Yeah, sure.
And then, I just, like, sorry, just to go off, like, just Home Improvement was such a big show, I didn't know, I found out that in the pilot, Frances Fisher played Jill, played the mother.
I don't think I knew that.
I know, and the reason why she didn't make it onto the series is because basically what I read, she's just, like, too good of an actress to be on a sitcom.
Oh, really?
Trying to get her to, like, do, like, the sitcom rhythm, and, like, people just found her to take it, like, too seriously.
It was, like, too much. Yeah. Oh.
Like, probably was, like, reacting like a real person would react, not like a sitcom.
Well, if you're getting fired from a sitcom, I feel like that's, like, an okay reason.
And then I thought you would appreciate this. I don't know if it was all that he wore, but Tim Allen's character wore mainly Michigan school shirts and sweatshirts, and he did it for free. Like, schools from Michigan, where he's from, that's his home state, he would give them free advertising.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was like, he said any other, like, company or school, they would have to pay, but it was like Michigan. He was like, oh, that's okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. And I read, they on, like, Wikipedia, they had all of the schools. It was like over 30 schools that he, like, wore, and it had, like, up all the episode, like, numbers of how many times he wore them.
That's really sweet. I bet that's, like, still exciting for those schools.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
Wait, really quickly, who was in the movie Wild America with him?
Devon Sawa.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just skimming this article that says something about, like, Wild America, and then in parentheses it says, aka Heartthrobs in Nature.
I watched a trailer. I definitely, for some reason, I missed the movie. I'm shocked that I did, because it was JTT and Devon Sawa, but it actually looked like something I would have been into seeing. It's like a bunch of brothers, like, going out to, like, film wildlife, and they get into adventures and whatnot.
Okay. So JTT was 12 when he shot to superstardom as Randy Taylor on Home Improvement. And from the time he became famous, he did not like being famous. Here's a quote from him in People magazine in 1994. He said, "You have school, friends, learning your lines, and making sure your performance is up to speed. I can't tell you how many shows I've done with full-blown migraine headache."
Oh my God.
What a bummer.
He had, like, the weight of the world on his shoulders.
He was, like, 91, so he was, like, 15 when he said that?
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. I like this. When he was 15, he was on Regis and Kathy Lee, and they asked him, he was going to be, like, 16 in a couple months, and what does 16 mean to you? And he goes, driving. And they ask him if he thinks it's possible to lead a normal life, and he says definitely, but he doesn't have a girlfriend yet. And it's just, like, so cute. He, like, just finished his, like, freshman year of high school. It must be just so embarrassing to go on these shows as, like, a teenager and, like, have everyone point out what, like,
Rob
you are. And be like, don't the girls love you? Like, do you have a girlfriend? Like, it's just, like,
right. Especially for a kid who seems like he was, like, pretty down to earth for being so famous. Was so, like, reluctant to be in the spotlight. I'm just, like, a little old soul, JTT. So around the time that he was in Home Improvement, he also made a bunch of movies. Most notably, he was the voice of young Simba in The Lion King.
And I was reading something, and they pointed out there was an episode where Toy Story had come out at this point, and so did The Lion King, and there was a Halloween episode, and it was a Buzz Lightyear kid and another kid dressed as Simba, and Randy opens the door, and he gives more candy to Simba.
That's really cute. I feel like this is a good time to note that JTT's voice was one of the cutest things about him.
It was, like, gravelly in a way.
Like, a little raspy, yeah.
But at the same point, it would get high like a kid would.
As a kid, yeah.
Like, kind of Lindsay Lohan had that. She had that, like, gravelly thing.
Yes. Tom and Huck.
Oh, yeah. What was the one Elijah Wood was in? Was that just called Huck Finn?
That was Huck Finn. That was just Huck Finn. Yeah.
I think
that's also on Disney Plus, and I plan to watch it soon.
Oh, I would like to watch that too. I loved Elijah Wood. I remember seeing that in the movie theater. I have this weird memory where I can remember all the movies I saw in the movie theater. And I remember seeing that with my dad. I think it stuck out more because I saw it with my dad and he never took me to movies. But he's like, I'll go see a Huckleberry Finn movie.
Oh, Mike O'Brien.
Yeah, he has his moments. You know, it was cute on Home Improvement. He was actually older by a month and a day than Zachary Ty Bryan, who was the oldest son.
Interesting. Yeah. Zachary Ty Bryan, side note, had some insane hair in the clips that I was watching today.
Oh, did you watch? So I sent Jessica, there's this really funny series from Funny or Die called A Very Special Episode. And if you're like a 90s kid like us, you'll really appreciate it because it goes through like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Full House. And it gets, it's like a quick 5-minute recap of A Very Special Episode, you know, the very serious episodes of these sitcoms. And it's just like really funny. And Zachary Ty Bryan has the side
shaved underneath,
all around except on top where it's long, and then it's in a ponytail.
Yeah, it's a choice.
He gets very much roasted by the guy.
I don't remember that being like a look at the time.
I think he was trying some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, which, you know, God bless, but you know.
Right.
So around this time, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, they were saying, was like poised to be like the next Macaulay Culkin, but he wanted to be the next Ron Howard.
Yes, he said in an interview I watched, he said Jodie Foster and Ron Howard were two of his like idols. And
which is like so mature.
Yeah, he actually said, oh, I didn't write down what he said. But yeah, that, and I thought it was like, oh, that's interesting. They're both child actors who came on to very respected directors.
Okay, so here's another quote. At 14, he said, how serious do you take this stuff? I mean, you should be focusing on doing a good job, but every job has an end. I think most fallen child stars weren't prepared for the end. I mean, it's not the end of your life. You can't base your life around one thing. Which is like so wise. And I read a bunch of stuff about like his mom and how apparently his mom, they were like very close and his mom was like very overbearing. But it seems like his parents did a really good job of giving him balance and letting him know that like being a heartthrob and being famous was not like the most important thing about him.
When I watched the Conan O'Brien, there was a couple Conan O'Brien interviews with him. And I like literally remember watching these. Conan is like my favorite of the late night talk shows. Literally everything he does makes me laugh. But he's like, he asked JTT, like, do you ever get competitive with the other teen idols? Like, do you see Sabrina and you're like, like, do you want to go to Hans's house, kick their ass? No. He said they're all very friendly.
Of course, that's what he said. Yeah, he was like super, super squeaky clean. The most controversial thing at him where he made the most waves was that he left Home Improvement to like go to college and not be famous anymore, and he did not appear on the series finale, and that ruffled some feathers.
I was going to get to this later, but we can talk about this because I remember at the time when that happening, and the idea was he was going to be in a little bit of that last season, come back for the Christmas episode, and then come back for the finale. When he came back to film the Christmas episode, he had done some movies since he had left. And Tim Allen, actually, I was surprised that he had actually even talked about it, because I remember hearing that Tim Allen had said something to him that time he came back, and it made him not want to come back again. And so Tim Allen said, he said it was about going to school, but then he did some films. Did he want to do films? Did he want to go to school? I mentioned that I was confused about the reasons for his departure, and I don't think he liked that. And then
It's not your business, Tim Allen.
But then Patricia Richardson also said at the time, it was a pretty sore point around here. I don't think it was a good idea that he didn't show up. I don't think he always gets the best advice from the people around him. And the producer had said, every attempt was made to invite Jonathan to be in the last episode. We did not want to leave him out of it, and we would have loved to have him with us. But then Trisha Richardson later had said, she did a Q&A on Reddit, and she goes, I think it was very fortunate that Jonathan is so smart and well-balanced. When he left the show, he ended up going back to school and got a really good education and thought a lot about what he wanted to do with his life. When he was on the show at one point, he told me he was interested in being a politician. I can't speak for Jonathan if he was uncomfortable with fame like I was, but we both coincidentally withdrew from the industry right after the show. I was trying to find a way to just be an actor instead of a big celebrity as well. And I wasn't a fan of also doing press and red carpets.
Hmm. Yeah, that's why they both should just go do theater.
Yeah, I think he said that, well, he's come back to do some episodes on Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing, which is nice. It's nice to know that he's burying the hatchet.
I actually feel like produces a lot of stuff. Like, from everything I read about him, it seems like he, like, really is interested in, like, the film and television industry. He just doesn't want to be a celebrity.
Right, yeah. And that's what I got the impression, too. Tim Allen actually had said, so, I don't know if you remember this, but Last Man Standing was on, and then it got canceled. And he thought...
I've seen, like, maybe two episodes of that show.
I never saw it either, but I remember it being... Because it was one of those rare shows that got canceled and then picked up from another network, like, another year later. But in between, there was, like, some time in between them not being on the air, and he was actually working on doing a Home Improvement reboot. And he said all the boys were going to do it and were, like, interested in it. And Patricia Richardson even said that, like, Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Zachary Ty Bryan actually, like, worked on the pilot, like, the episode, like, writing the episode. And it was going to be, like, the boys have a, like, construction business.
No.
And that's like, but they're like a family construction business that they're all running together.
I don't know whatever happened with it, but I remember hearing Zachary Ty Bryan on some podcast. I forget what podcast he was on that I was listening to, but he talked about how like he and Jonathan Taylor Thomas were working on like, maybe it was like a web series and it was along the lines of like a Curb Your Enthusiasm where they were playing like versions of themselves and it was going to be about them like just in Hollywood, like doing stuff and trying to like produce projects and things like that.
I love that stuff because like I thought the 90210 reboot was very clever, very well done, very well written. They all played like send up some of themselves. So like, they played themselves, but fictionalized versions in the way, like, their husbands and wives were, like, similar but different. Like, they had right. different names, like, that sort of thing. But it was still very much, like, making fun of Tori always spending money and being broke and, like, doing crazy reality shows. Like, Tori really, like, sended herself up, and it was really, it was good. I'm like, Shane, it's a shame that it's not coming back. And it was perfect, because it was, I think, only six episodes. And that was perfect. Like, if it had been... another, say, 8 or 12 episodes, it might have gotten thin, but I think six.
I didn't watch it at all, but maybe I will. That sounds good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Have we talked about how he turned down Jason Biggs' role in American Pie?
No, but we can.
That's basically it. Like, it didn't fit his. He was like super skeeky clean, and he was not gonna F a pie.
Oh, well, okay. So we talk about how he's kind of squeaky clean and like really wasn't controversial. When he came back to Conan O'Brien, he was 17, and he talked about, oh, last time you had your permit, now you have your license, what's that like? I thought it was funny, he talked about his car, and he doesn't call it an SUV. He's like, oh, I have a sports utility vehicle.
Oh,
it was a Toyota Land Cruiser. And there was a scandalous moment where he talks about how his friends call him up at all hours of the night to pick him up, and he did this impression like, dude, I'm so faded. I can't drive. You gotta come get me. I was like, oh my God, like JTT, you're looting your friends like smoking pot and shit.
Oh,
and,
but he's like the sober friend.
Yeah. And Conan was like, why are your, like, I want to ask why your friends are always wasted. And JTT is like, I want to ask why I'm not with them.
Oh.
Which also could have been like a thing being like, I want to go out and have fun, but I can't because I have to be up at 3 a.m. tomorrow to be on set. Because he said like, all of his friends were, like, the friends he's had since he was a kid. Like, you know, he didn't really, like, hobnob with, like, other celebrities.
That's nice. I really like when you hear things like that. Like, I love how Ed Sheeran, didn't he, like, marry the girl he, like, had a crush on in high school?
I think he did.
Yeah, I always like stuff like that. I think that's nice. Like, fame hasn't changed them.
Yeah. I also thought it was funny. He called 17 a meaningless age because 16, you get your permit. 18, you're adult. 17, you just get to see R-rated movies.
Oh my God, JTT.
So angsty.
Yeah, I don't think I was aware of this like little old man side of him, but I like kind of love it. So
he asked where was the weirdest place he's ever been approached by a fan. And he said he was lighting a candle in St. Patrick's Cathedral and a woman, not a girl, a woman, he said, asked for his autograph. And he's like, I think we should probably do it outside though.
Aww.
I was like, so respectful.
So sweet. Yeah. Bless his handsome little heart.
He really, truly.
So in 2011, he did a Home Improvement reunion photo shoot for Entertainment Weekly.
We'll put the pictures up on the Instagram.
Yeah, we'll find that. He's still, if you were wondering, if you have not in your idle time Googled what does JPP look like today, he's still very cute.
Oh, very cute.
He's not blonde anymore, but he's still very cute. He wears these like hipster glasses.
It took me back when I was looking at like pictures and everything online because I found his Got Milk ad and I used to have that on my wall.
Oh, remember those Got Milk ads?
Yeah, and his is great. He looks so handsome in it, and his hair. I'm geeking out about like probably a now underage boy, but I was underage at two at the time.
So okay. Yeah, it's fair. It's nostalgic.
His hair is amazing. It has these like amazing highlights in it, and he's just wearing I think like a white t-shirt and jeans. Let me see if I can read the blurb. I bet the blurb is really okay. Funny.
Oh my god, those ads were so good.
Yeah, because those ads always had the blurb. Remember?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my god. Goes, sure I'm young, but I know a lot about girls, stuff they don't even know, like 8 out of 10 don't get enough calcium. Big mistake, but easy to fix. Get at least 3 glasses of milk a day. It has a lot of calcium to help bones grow strong. Of course, milk helps me too. I look older with a mustache. And he has the milk mustache.
Oh my god, this is a whole mini episode about those milk ads. They were so good.
His hair is like perfectly tousled in it. It's understand why I put this on my wall.
Still doesn't make me want to drink milk. To this day, I don't drink milk, but that's pretty good.
I think JTT would be very happy if 20 years later his ad is still resonating and helping people drink milk.
You know, maybe I'll have a glass of milk tomorrow for JTT, even though I think milk is gross.
Do you think the national milk production promotion brand is still around?
Is that a thing? Is that what it says?
They're the ones that it says, like, brought to you by at the bottom.
I don't think they do those ads anymore. That's a shame, though. Because they're a food.
And you would always have one friend that collected all of them or tried to collect all of them.
Yeah. He's like married, right? I don't know if he has any kids. Do you know?
Wait, he's married? I was trying to find out if he was married.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he's married. I mean, I think I Googled that like recently.
Actually, I was wondering. I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's gay because I didn't see.
No, he's not gay. Jay Leno asked him that like outright and he said he's not gay.
Wait, you asked him that outright?
Jay Leno when he was like young.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Wait, hold on. Where is it? Hold on. I'll find exactly.
I feel like that would have been, nowadays, that would be a huge scandal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The thing I was reading said that they said, like, all the speculation about his sexuality would, like, never be acceptable today. But people would, like, make comments and just, like, ask him, like, outright about it. And apparently he said, like, you're nobody in Hollywood until there's a rumor that you're gay, so it's fine. But he's not. Okay, pretty much in Hollywood, you're not anyone until it's rumored that you're gay, so I wasn't upset about it. A 17-year-old Thomas said when Jay Leno asked if the speculation drove him nuts in 1998. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but they're rumors, and you should always be kind of careful with that internet stuff. Leno then proceeded to directly ask him if he's gay. No, I'm not, Thomas replied, laughing. Leno hospitably added, if you want to come out, it's fine. Not today, not in 2020.
That's very problematic.
Yeah.
That's funny because I don't remember those rumors, but I guess like in our little teen bubble, like or preteen bubble, maybe we just didn't hear them. Do you remember those?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I really don't.
Oh, no, he was engaged, but he's not married. He was engaged to a woman named Natalie Wright, but they didn't end up getting married.
Oh, okay. However he wants to live his life is fine by me.
Yeah, God bless JTT.
I am a big proponent of, doesn't matter to me if you are gay or straight. If you're like a celebrity, I will still crutch on you if you're...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we don't discriminate. Yeah, so that's like kind of that. There have been like sightings of him over the years. I read an article, someone said that they used to spot him. I think it was like in Vancouver, there was a dive bar where they would sometimes see him. And apparently it was like a karaoke night and somebody got up and sang a song from The Lion King and he left.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he must be coming somewhat to terms with it because, to be honest, and I was wondering this about Macaulay Culkin too, because Macaulay Culkin is finally kind of getting out there again. And I'm thinking, But it's also been like over 20 years since like your heyday. So all the kids who are like in their mid 20s and back really don't think of you the same way as like people like we think of, you know, like a lot of kids today, but like 25 and under, they just think of Macaulay Culkin. Oh, that's that kid from Home Alone. And we know him right. as a huge, huge, huge child star. That was a big yeah. deal with all of this like drama about his parents and Michael Jackson and all that yes. stuff. Yes. And the same thing, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and he wasn't even as big a star, arguably, as Macaulay Culkin. He was up there, and he was a big heartthrob.
No, not as far as, like, being a movie star. I feel like he was, like, Macaulay Culkin wasn't really, like, a heartthrob.
Yeah, JTT never really crossed over to being a movie star, because, like, I don't think any of his movies really did well.
But he was, just to say, like, no, like, shade. He was, like, a good actor. He was a fine actor. But he wrote his looks to, like, superstardom. That was what made him, you know, if he wasn't so cute, he wouldn't be, you know, JTT. He wouldn't
be like, I actually wrote in my notes, like, I'm really not that familiar, shockingly, with how much I really liked him. I'm not that familiar with, like, the movies he was in.
Because you didn't need to see them. You just needed the posters from your team.
That's true. And Home Improvement was on every week. And he was, like, a cute, wisecracking kid on Home Alone, the type that, like...
You could, like, get your fix. Yeah.
Do you remember? So I sent Jessica that very special episode, but do you remember that episode and like it being? I remember when the promos came out and it
we
was like.
Which one we're talking about.
Yeah. And the kid, and then in the promos, it had that scene where it's like, I don't want to die, Dad.
Yeah. So this is the episode where JTT, where Randy has like a cancer scare.
You can't kill him off. And that was like the first time I realized, like, wait. Previews psych you out and make you think like that's the first time I was like, wait a minute. So I remember I was like, oh, what a crock of shit. He gets like has to take a pill every day because he has a thyroid problem. He's not dying. And you know what's funny? I thought of him as leaving Home Improvement a lot earlier for some reason. I was like, okay, he stuck around till the last season.
For a long time, yeah.
You know, they offer Tim Allen $50 million and the wife $25 million to do the last season. And they both walked away. And I was wondering, it is true, like, good for her. She took all that money and then left and then, like, got to do, like, theater and
everything
that she wanted to do.
Yeah, that's the dream.
I was going to say, that's the dream.
So, yeah, now I'm just sitting here on Google Images looking at pictures of JTT.
Oh, wait, I can't hear you again, Jess.
Oh, sorry. So, now I'm just sitting here on Google Images looking at pictures of JTT.
I thought this was great. He won a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Kids' Choice Awards in 1999 for his role as Randy on Home Improvement.
How old was he?
It was 1999, so he would have been like 18.
That's so funny. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of him with Frances Fisher.
I have that too. I was going to put that on being like, oh, look, you're almost TV mom.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to say about JTT?
So when I was reading about, they were just talking about the different teen magazines, and I posted on our Instagram today, and at this point when you guys are listening, this was like last month, but I put like, what's your favorite like teen, source for teen journalism? And it's like Tiger Beat, Teen Beat. Did you have one that you subscribed to? I was a Teen Beat household. My sisters had Teen Beat. I had Teen Beat.
Bop. I liked Bop.
Oh, you were a Bop girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this kind of speaks to the different eras because the person, I think it was in that Vice article, might have said, oh, it was 80% Jonathan Taylor Thomas and like 20% Devon Sawa on the covers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I remember it being more like, Ryder Strong was heavily shown on covers, and also Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
And
Denzel for sure, though. That feels like a pretty fair assessment, I think.
Yeah, and then they said, and 10% of the time, Andrew Keegan.
I loved Andrew Keegan.
Yeah, but like I remember because I was like a Leo fan from way back in the day because I watched Growing Pains when he was on. And Bridget was a huge fan of Kirk Cameron, and Tara and I were huge fans of Leonardo DiCaprio on that show. Hmm. I remember Tara having the Leo pictures from Teen Beat on her wall.
Andrew Keegan and Kirk Cameron, we could do like a whole episode about teen idols who turned like very problematic.
I was going to say it would be kind of fun to do a Kirk Cameron, Candace Cameron episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot to say about Candace Cameron. I'll save it in case we do that.
I thought you would.
Go down that rabbit hole. I have like, because you know, Full House is my favorite show of all time.
Exactly. That's why I figured you would have stuff to say.
And I love so much about her, but then there are things I just can't get past.
I think some people who are younger and were like after the Growing Pains era, you understand A, how big of a star Kirk Cameron was. Mm-hmm. B, how shook you were when you found out how crazy religious he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was always that way, even on the show, like he during that time.
Yeah, we could do, let's tuck that away. We can do a whole separate episode about that.
Yeah.
About the Cameron siblings.
Yeah, I would love to do one on the Cameron siblings. So I think it would be an interesting rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, I love these. I love going through these like teen idol ones.
Yeah, these are fun.
I wish he had, we'll have to find one with like more movies, but these are good like beginner ones to like get our feet wet.
Yeah, and it's nice to do episodes that are like quick.
I mean, we could do one. I mean, one of the big ones we could do is a Leonardo DiCaprio one. But, and that was going to say, maybe the Johnny Depp one. Well, the Johnny Depp one, I was thinking maybe that could almost be like towards the end because A, I would like to revisit the 90s Johnny Depp filmography.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I saw What's Eating Gilbert Grape come on like my Netflix and I was like, ooh, I want to watch that.
two birds with one stone. Yeah.
Yeah, two birds with one stone. Oh my god. I randomly
That's an incredible movie.
Jenny and I watched that movie a lot.
Oh, that movie's rough.
Yeah, like we would watch. We loved a rough watch before bed. Unfaithful was another movie watched all the time before bed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I want to, like, I'd like to watch, just like, because some of them I feel like there's a couple I haven't even seen that are important to the filmography.
Yeah, I mean, we could do a whole mini season of Johnny Depp movies, you know, I'm down for that. We could do Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, I wasn't even necessarily saying, oh, let's, like, do each movie. I just kind of want to, like, do a better retrospective and, like, talk about mm-hmm. them. And, like,
yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I would be down for that. That one we have to wait till the end because, like I said, I would like to do that one justice and do a lot of research.
Yeah.
Well, guys, this brings us to the end of another deep dive into our teen heartthrob. As always, you can
check
find
the gram.
Us.
We'll have some good pictures of JTT and his sandy blonde hair.
Yes, and we will be taking suggestions throughout the season, even though we've been recording these early. Like, we'll be recording a lot more, and we like to hear everybody's suggestions on who they want.
Yeah, let us know. Find us on Instagram at @totallypausedpod or on Twitter at @totallypausedpod.
And don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review on iTunes. It really helps.
Yeah, and we will have, if it's not set up by the time you hear this, then coming soon, we will have a Patreon with like bonus episodes and some other like good stuff coming up.
Yeah, we're working on the tiers and the payment things. We want to make sure that no matter what you're paying, you're going to get something from us, you know.
Yeah, because we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, and if you would like to talk to us, you can contact me at Sayo Monroe on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep, and you can find me on all social media platforms at @JessPausedPod.
All right, well, until next time, we are outie.